Police in Washington, D.C. continue to heighten security in anticipation of this weekend's protests against meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Officials already have started to reroute traffic and erect barricades. Few protesters turned up at the IMF and World Bank buildings yesterday, and a few protested a speech at the National Press Club by World Trade Organization leader Michael Moore. Still, police have made several arrests, hoping to head off trouble this weekend. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
One of the most effective ways to prevent someone from entering a building is to form what's known as the sleeping dragon. Here's how it works. Feed steel chains through dozens of large PVC tubes. Then, insert your arms into the tubes and allow the chain to come around your back. If you have enough participants, you create a human link that is virtually impossible to cut without risk of injury. D.C. police searched two vehicles this week and discovered a trove of tubes, chains, chicken wire, metal pipes, and gas masks, all things used to create sleeping dragons. They arrested seven activists in connection with the material. At a press conference outside the IMF and World Bank buildings yesterday, D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey said it was a preemptive measure.
They have a right to demonstrate, don't get me wrong, and I support that 100%. But the World Bank and IMF also have a constitutional right to have a meeting. Both sides ought to be able to go about their business this week, and that's our only role. It's not to take sides, it's not to talk about causes or anything else. It's simply to do our job. And if we know these are going to be devices that people could use to harm themselves as well as inconvenience others, then I think we'd be remiss in our responsibilities as law enforcement officers not to take action.
And part of those responsibilities, he said, include keeping a vigilant watch on all suspicious activities around the city. Ramsey wouldn't disclose whether police have informers inside the protest movement. He cited police intelligence work. But protest spokesman Adam Eidinger thinks otherwise.
We are being harassed.
Eidinger, who works for the group called Mobilization for Global Justice, says police have treated many activists as suspect.
People are being followed the second they walk out of their house. Key organizers who have been working on this since January have been followed around in unmarked cars that are clearly police vehicles that have police personnel in them. I mean, I have had detectives come to my home because we were hanging up posters.
While police have started to deputize outside officers for the weekend, Forces Against Economic Globalization pledged to deploy their own peacekeepers, called ELVES, to make sure that protesters don't get out of hand. Still, Adam Eidinger admits that part of this weekend's events will include attempts to block officials from entering the World Bank and IMF buildings.
I think these institutions have to be held accountable for their decisions. And they make decisions at these meetings. And we have to have a say in how these decisions are made because these are undemocratic institutions. To hold them accountable, we have to exercise our First Amendment rights. And shutting down the meetings by blocking them from getting to have their meetings will do that, and it will create leverage.
Speaking on PBS last night, World Bank Chief James Wolfensohn said the protesters have a distorted image of the institution.
I think they don't understand a lot of the big international institutions. I don't think that they know that we're reaching out to civil society to try and build the relationships that we have to open the doors to discussion and dialogue. And hopefully, as a result of these meetings, maybe people will recognize that we are ready to talk. We have been ready to talk. We're very anxious to do it, and some of the mystery will go.
Demonstrators seized upon a report released yesterday by the World Bank that said globalization, while generally beneficial, could hurt countries lacking well-developed financial institutions. At the same time, a poll conducted by Business Week magazine says that 64% of Americans support economic globalization. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.